Well, hello, and in the words of the inimitable Stephen Fry, good evening, good evening, good evening. We've got quite a few bits and pieces of, we think, exciting news at the moment. So before we get down to business and to reading, here are a few things we'd like you to know about. Firstly, we've opened submissions for issue 4. The deadline is September the 30th, so you've got a good 6-7 weeks to get writing. And the theme is Between the Leaves. So that might be trees, it might be books, it might be something we haven't even thought of. Secondly, if you're living near or in Edinburgh, then you've got the chance to meet up with some of us soon. We'd love to see your beautiful faces at our reading on the 12th of September, which is going to be upstairs in the Meadows Bar at 7:30. We're going to be showcasing some of the writers from our first and second issue, which is going to be fantastic. If you've read their work, you'll know how good they are. And we'll also have an open floor afterwards for a bit of a storytelling session and a shindig. So yeah, you should get yourselves there. It's going to be good. It's going to be amazing. Yes. Okay, so down to business. We've got two very different writers lined up for you today, but both of them deal with things one might have seen or one might have imagined, which, particularly in the midst of the rather surreal Edinburgh Festival, seemed like an appropriate theme. So we're going to be starting off with a poem by Pete Thompson, that's The Shadow People, and we'll be continuing with some short prose by Olivia Arietti. Pete and Olivia were both published in Issue 2, The Back of Beyond, by Far Off Places, so if you enjoy what you read, then you should take a look at the magazine. It's available on our website, faroffplaces.org. And now, if you're sitting comfortably, then we'll begin. The Shadow People. By Shadow Hedge along the lane, where shadow trees stand stark and plain, two shadow figures, shaped like pegs, glide on fantastic shadow legs. And on his shadow head see that one shadow wears a shadow hat that makes the low sun's piercing rays cast deeper shadows on his face, where, underneath the shadow brim, there's just the shadow of a grin. Timeless Trains. The van was old and threatened to break down before destination. Among clangs and shrieks it struggled across the desert, making its way through the haze that blurred the horizon, the only discernible border that obviously moved further and further away as we got closer. A pitiless chase for the shattered vehicle, and our longing for arrival. Tiny grains of sand continuously hit our sweaty faces through the open windows, sticking to them like dead mosquitoes. They flew in with the vehemence of a sandstorm, despite the low speed. The heat was suffocating, but the dramatic poignancy of the arid landscape captured us completely. As we proceeded, we realized how infinite the desert was, an alluring golden sheet undulating now and then in sensuous dunes that seemed to have been asleep for years. The sand jealously treasured its mystery. The wind instead spread its irresistible enchantment to all corners of the earth. It had lured us as well. Now and then the dark presence of lonely vultures in the skyline made us shudder, a sinister reminder of our vulnerability. A camel train suddenly appeared in the distance, massive shapes in a row marching forth slowly, their fatigued shadows projected on the silent dunes. The monotonous sound of bells reached our ears as a disturbing knell. Survival had become a subconscious challenge. As the procession vanished with its timeless burden, we couldn't help wondering if it was the same camel train that had started its journey centuries ago, heading along the same hazy path to a forlorn place or market of oriental wonders, where an inebriating medley of fantasies and desires would incense the soul and senses. That secret place where all the evanescing dreams inaccessible to mortals dwelt. Perhaps it was nothing but the vision our imagination expected us to have. Pete Thompson is an inveterate countryside walker and writer who, being a relic himself, feels an overwhelming necessity to spend long periods in ancient places. Often, he stops and sniffs the air, and waits for feral words to overtake him, and on occasion savage him. Buy him a couple of drinks and he'll show you the scars and the string of teeth around his neck. Olivia Arietti has lived in Miami Beach, Detroit, and Milan, and now lives in Tor del Lago Puccini with her family, four cats, and one dog. Besides travelling, she loves writing drama, poems, and prose, and her work has been published in both the US and the UK. That's it from Far Off Places for today. If, like us, you're off to make another cup of coffee and you fancy a bit of reading material, then check out our website, faroffplaces.org, where you can get your hands on either issue 1 or issue 2, or both, even, of Far Off Places. The themes are fairy tales retold and the back of beyond. And if you do fancy writing something for issue 4, which we hope you do, then we'd recommend you take a wee look at those so that you've got an idea of the kind of thing that we're looking for. Otherwise, we will be back in a fortnight's time with our first podcast with a piece read by the author themselves. We're keeping it under wraps who'll be coming up in a fortnight's time, but we can promise you that it'll be good. So we hope to hear from you then. Until then, we'll be lonely if you're not around, so do haiku us at Far Off Places on Twitter or find us on Facebook. So until next time, adios, amigos.